This is St. Louis Public Radio. As 2019 comes to a close, elected leaders around the St. Louis region and the state are looking back at the past 12 months. It was filled with monumental policy and political changes. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reviews this past year in politics and takes a peek at the year ahead.
Reviewing all the twists, turns, scandals, and controversies that occurred throughout 2019 in Missouri politics is a tricky task, and it's very hard to stuff everything into a 4.5-minute radio story. But that's the task I've signed up for, and I'm going to do my best. Let's start off in the St. Louis region, where one of the biggest stories was the collapse of the Better Together plan. That would have created a metro government to oversee St. Louis and St. Louis County. People were very critical about the plan going to statewide voters instead of local ones. And the proposal also received fierce pushback from Black political leaders like Starsky Wilson, who questioned the plan's impact on African-American residents.
On the democratic principle that this could pass, that there could be elected leadership that people did not actually elect, suggests that we would be operating at least in a transitional period under apartheid conditions.
It wasn't just backlash among African-Americans that sank Better Together. Many point to the downfall of St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger as the death blow. He was supposed to be the all-powerful mega mayor in the metro government, but he instead resigned and went to jail for corruption, leading to the ascension of Sam Page into the county executive post. Page had to make a host of key appointments to run county government and sought to put ethical safeguards in place in the wake of Stenger's demise.
Change isn't always sexy. It's seldom at a breakneck pace. It's not always something reporters care about covering, but change is happening. And in fundamental ways that will change government in St. Louis County for years to come.
The first big challenge Page encountered was the fallout from a massive verdict given to a St. Louis County police officer who sued for discrimination. That case is still being waged in court. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to let Councilman Mark Harder tick off more things his colleagues faced during the past
Metro
year.
Metro Bi-State Security, Justice Services reorganization, FBI investigations, resignations, and hiring of counsel.
To be fair, Harder's comments went on a lot longer than what you just heard, but you get the gist of it. And Harder does too.
So when someone says, what does the council do? You can say a lot.
Now let's go to the city of St. Louis, a place that faced a lot less political turnover than the county. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Louis Reed won another term, as did a number of incumbent aldermen. City policymakers had to find ways to respond to a public outcry against violent crime. And St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson pulled the plug on a bid to bring a private operator to run St. Louis Lambert International Airport, a controversy that dominated the city's political landscape for nearly 2 years.
There's really very little support in our community for moving forward with a private operator at our airport.
With all the activity in the St. Louis region, it would be easy to forget it was a very busy year in Missouri state politics. Governor Mike Parson dealt with a slew of policy challenges in his first full year in office. The GOP chief executive had to get a big economic development package past skeptical Republican senators. He dealt with criticism over a steep decline in children enrolled in the state's Medicaid program, and he got the GOP-controlled General Assembly to pass most of his agenda.
When you can really get things done like workforce and infrastructure that really has an impact for the future of this state, that's really what's important to me, and that's what I do every day when I go to work.
Parson also signed into law a bill banning most abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights opponents saw it as a major victory for their cause. But abortion rights supporters like State Representative Lakeisha Bosley of St. Louis condemned the measure, which is currently being litigated in court.
This legislation is putting us back as women, putting us back into the 1920s. Like, this is not progressing us in any way. This is putting us back to saying you are supposed to be seen and not heard and carry children.
With 2019 coming to an end, Missouri's political leaders are bracing for an active 2020 election season. Parson will likely square off against Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway. And statewide voters could decide in 2020 whether to expand Medicaid. I can't predict the future, but I would think when you hear a 2020 version of this story, it will focus on the big decisions Missourians made at the ballot box. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.